zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Off against Watsonville Aggie, the second game of a three-game weekend series here. It will be Lucas Pettingill getting the baseball from head coach Bob Anderson to face off against Adrian Leone of the Watsonville Aggies. The starting lineups are being announced. We'll have the anthem coming to you momentarily. Yeah, the Colt 45s 1-0 on the year after last night, doing a ton of damage in the first inning with three runs, but then the fourth and eighth inning, They scored 5 runs in both of those frames. And that was enough to have their way with Watsonville, who scored 2 runs in the 3rd frame and the 7th as well, taking advantage of the walks and the hit-by-pitch. We're here on Rodeo Night. Tonight's game sponsored by Redding Heating and Air, but also the 2026 Caught Stealing Bonanza, sponsored by Banner Bank and Valley Construction. Each time our Colt 45's catcher throws out an opponent, will draw a ticket. The holder will write their name and phone number on the ticket, which will go into a secure container. The ticket will be pulled on Fan Appreciation Night, August 1st, for a prize of $500. 500 big ones to whomever wins out on Fan Appreciation Night, always the last night of the season. Now both teams have had their lineups announced as they stand on their respective foul lines. We'll have the anthem coming to you in just 1 second here. That's a presentation of the colors first by a couple of forces, with riders on them, of course, making their way out here on North State Rodeo Night. Our anthem singer make her way out as well.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so gladly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the rampart watched were so gallantly streaming?
That was Acacia McDaniel with tonight's anthem here on Rodeo Appreciation Night.
And return to the rear of the parade, playing their signatures.
As we will now get ready to begin and get underway here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Again, this is Jake Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45, as well as Spencer Schlange on with us next weekend. I'll be looking forward to having another voice on the air with me. Add that little extra entertainment factor of another voice on the air. Last night, Watsonville lost by a score of 13-4, the Colt 45s getting their first win on the year. And for the Colt 45s, it will be Lucas Pettingill to face off against Adrian Leone. For the Aggies, A.J. Lehapava will start in center field, followed up by Charlie Kawada in right, and then Amani Wilson at first base, batting third. Then Caden Smith, the DH, in the cleanup spot, followed by Noah Pang at third base. Then Ty Crawford at short. Anthony Rael, the catcher. Luke Miramontes will be the second baseman. And then rounding out the lineup, Robert Williams will be in left field. That's Lehapava in center, Kawada in right, Wilson at first, Smith the DH, Pang at third, Crawford at short, Rael the catcher, Miramontes at second base, and Williams in left field behind Adrian Leon. Then, for the Colt 45, Stamiko Parker will lead off and play left field, followed by Braden Chirito in center field, batting second. And then Nicholas Cabareo at third base, batting third, followed by Andrew Mora after a solo shot last night. He's earned the cleanup spot for the Colt 45s. Then Preston Conklin will be behind him at shortstop, followed by Patrick Bowen Jr., the DH. And then Mark Anthony Carroll will be at second base, batting seventh, followed by Arthur Chavez, the catcher, the battery mate of Lucas Pettingill tonight. And then batting ninth, Timmy Ayers in right field. Again, Parker in left, Chirito in center, Cabareo at third, Mora at first, Conklin at short, Bowen Jr., the DH, Carroll at second, Chavez, the catcher, and Ayers patrolling right field for the Overton, Nevada native out of CSU San Bernardino, 6'3", 195 for the young kid. As the meeting out there with the managers is possibly coming to a close as they chat things over extensively in the middle of their confabulation. As we await the start of this ball game. Again, following last night's thriller that ended up turning to a 3 hour and 25 minute thriller. As the Colt 45s donning the yellow tops, white bottoms for the Watsonville Aggies. White bottoms and white tops. Lucas Pettingill from CSU San Bernardino set to go there this upcoming season. Still just awaiting the start of this ball game with tonight's sponsor, Redding Heating and Air, the sponsor of the ball game. Andrew Mora last night in his first at-bat of the year got the first home run of the year for the Colt 45s. Last year in 35 games, he batted .302 with 38 RBIs, 31 walks, 8 doubles, and 2 home runs, so he's already 50% of the way there for his home run total from last year. As Andrew Mora last night went 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. Nicholas Cabareo in the 3 spot went 3-for-5. Had a great night at the plate. Pitching last night from the Colt 45s wasn't exactly phenomenal, but the scoreboard says otherwise. There was a lot of walks and a handful of hits given up. 7 hits. The Colt 45 scored 13 runs on 11 hits. With 2 errors, they left 7. Watsonville had 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors. They left a total of 8. So, if you really look at the scorecard, Colt 45 just got the front end of the stick, but, or the Watsonville Aggies, rather, got the front end of the stick. As we're going to cut to break here for just a second before we bring you tonight's live edition of Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. because here we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We have a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball coming to you momentarily as they conclude their warm-up out there on the field. Shadows just beginning to cover the left field side of the diamond, and covering all of home plate and pretty much to the pitcher's mound. Lucas Pettingill will be tonight's starting pitcher for the Colt 45s, getting the baseball from head coach Bob Anderson, facing off against Adrian Leone of the Watsonville Aggies. The Colt 45s 1-0 on the year after last night's 13-4 victory over the Watsonville Aggies. The defense behind Mr. Pettingill will be Cabareo at third, Conklin at short, Carroll at second, or at first. Chavez will be his battering mate behind the dish. And then Parker, Chirito, and Ayers left to right field, patrolling that beautiful green grass out here at Tiger Field. Clear skies overhead, sitting right about 78 degrees here. And it is a beautiful night for baseball. No winds really at all. Just maybe a slight breeze, but those flags out there in center field above the batter's eye, the black section of the all yellow wall, otherwise not moving an inch. 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, 370 to the right center wall, and then 358 to left center to the left of the scoreboard out there. 406 to straightaway center. Here's the first pitch from AJ Lehepava as we get underway here. And that one misses low. First pitch comes in at 722. And we are underway from Tiger Field. A 1-0 count. The Colt 45s donning the yellow tops, white bottoms. The Aggies with the white and white with the red lettering across the chest. Lehepava with the really open stance deep in the box. Red Sox up high. Takes ball two up and away. Now peering in. Working from the third base side of the rubber is Pettingill. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Here's a chopper toward third. Coming in. Glove. Caballero on the run. Throw to first. Not in time. Be an infield single for Lehepava. Just a deadbeat roller stuck on that grass, and Camarillo charging it, but only so much time to make a strong throw there, and that's the way our ball game begins. An infield single for Lehepava as Charlie Kawada will step up to the plate.
Lehepava last night with 1-for-4. Reached on a walk, fielder's choice, E5, and then had a single in the ninth. First pitch to the right hand hitting Charlie Kawada, the right fielder. Runner goes straight on to second base on a hop by Chavez. Tag a fly ball dropped by the shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll. That's the second baseman, rather, Mark Anthony Carroll. Throw was a little bit late. Great jump from Lehepava to get the steal. As Kawada now working a 1-0 count. Open stance, deep in the box for the right one hitting Kawada. This one misses upstairs for ball two. Great velocity from Pettingill. Sounds good and looks good, just can't seem to locate the zone this early in the ballgame so far. Two balls and no strikes here in a scoreless top of the first inning. We've just gotten underway here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. She will. All the way to the backstop. Carrington's back off the umpire. Gloved by Chavez, but taking third in the process. On the wild pitch is Lehepava. And all of a sudden, the first run of this very young ball game is 90 feet away at third base. Now, Chavez is going to go hand deliver this baseball as well and has a little chat with his pitcher, Pettingill, trying to get him to settle in. Three balls and no strikes to Charlie Kawada. Amani Wilson on deck. Here's the 3-0 delivery from Pettingill. Right through the heart, called strike one by the home plate umpire, Cam Wright. Infield shifted slightly to pull on the right-hand hitter. The 3-1, this is high and tight for ball four, and that will put runners at the corners for Amani Wilson, who had a couple of singles last night and, I believe, a couple of RBIs as well. He gets a sign from his third base coach, head coach, Ken Nakagawa. A wide stance for the righty, slightly open. Pettingill out of the stretch with the runners at the corners. 45's looking for two on the infield. They'll surrender the run if they get one. This one's bounced in the dirt, smothered by the catcher, and he'll pounce on it, but taking second base is Kawada. That takes away the double play. That will draw the infield in for the 45s. I take that back. They're not going to shift the infield in with runners second and third. They're going to shade both their infielders up the middle. Everyone else at normal depth. A little bit to pull, including Mora over there at first. This one misses up and away for ball two. Strike zone, a little bit of a issue here for Pettingill. Working from the third base side of the rubber. Appears in, now comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-0. Some foul up and into the parking lot. Strike one. And off a car to the dismay of the crowd, which you might have heard. Two and one, nobody out. Runners on second and third. The outfield shaded just a couple of steps toward left and pulled in just a little bit. 2-1, foul toward the dugout. Look out, everyone ducking out of the way and dodging that baseball as it came flying in off the bat of Amani Wilson. So a little bit late on that one. Shot it all the way into the dugout. Exit velocity of about 90 miles an hour, it seemed like. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball hit in the air toward left center. Giving chase is Parker right to the scoreboard on the run. Handles it. Will throw back in. And throw to third is going to be offline. Tagging up on the play is Lehapava and Kawada as well. Moves to third. So sacrifice fly for Amani Wilson. Ball was hit a ton, but it just seemed to keep on hanging up. And then just all of a sudden fell out of the sky, it seemed like. Great play by Parker out there in left field to chase down that baseball. One out, runner on third. For the right-hand hitting Caden Smith, the designated hitter for the Aggies. He went 0 for 4 last night. It's a first pitch ball here. Right-hand hitter. With a slightly open stance. This one in the dirt, kept in front of him by Chavez. Two balls and no strikes as remaining at third was Kawada. The 2-0, wing and miss. One strike with one out here in a 1-0 ball game that the Watsonville Aggies now lead here in the top of the first frame. Noah Pang on deck should the inning continue for the Aggies. The 2-1. It's a ground ball up the middle, moving to his left, gliding back line second base, bobbled, and everybody's going to be safe. Kawada comes in to score, and Smith safe at first on the infield single. He likely would have beat it out. It was a great job by Conklin moving to his left back behind the second base bag on the rim of the outfield grass, but just couldn't play it clean enough. Ended up kicking it around a little bit in the process. So that puts a runner on first. He'll be held on by Mora, as Noah Pang with a wide open stance playing third base tonight for the Aggies. First pitch to him, misses low on the off speed. Noah Pang last night at second base had two singles and a walk. It was 2-for-4 on the night with the free pass. At 445 is a double play depth. They have Mark Anthony Carroll and Conklin, the second baseman and shortstop, shaded up the middle. As this one catches the inside corner. Or called strike one. So it'll even count up at 1-ball, 1-strike. It's a wide open stance. Here's a 1-1. Fouled up and over the first base dugout where the Watsonville Aggies currently reside. Count moves to 1-ball and 2-strikes on Noah Pang. Second base to third tonight. One ball at 2 strikes, 1 out. Mora holding on. The runner on first, that's Smith. Here's the 1-2. Chops foul back to the Watsonville dugout. They've already been busy tonight. Had a handful of balls come their way. Here's the 1-2 again from Penningill as he gets sun climbs back up to the rubber from the third base side. Kicks and delivers to the right-hand hitting Pang. Right down the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. Gone. Well, looking. There's two gone for the runner on first. Ty Crawford to the plate. And with that runner on first being held on by Mora. Ty Crawford getting his first start of the year for Watsonville. First pitch to him, waved at on away as a box is called. So no balls and 1 strike. And I take that back. That pitch does not count. So no balls, no strikes. Runner on second from the box. Now this one waved at for strike one. There's the 0-1. This is wide, even up the count. One ball and 1 strike to Ty Crawford, the shortstop. Knees slightly bent, a very vertical stance for the righty. It open. So 1-1, runner goes, taking inside throwdown by Tevez is not in time. Safe at third. With the stolen base is Caden Smith. So, looked like the throw got there. It was a bang-bang play over there at third. Then the umpire was waiting to see if Caballero was able to hold onto the ball on the throw from Chavez. Here's a 2-1. Swing and miss for strike two. Crawford chased it down the way. Strike three, rather. And that's the way the top of the first comes to an end. We're scoreless with the 2-0. The Colt 45s have yet to score, rather. And they'll be coming up in the bottom half of tonight's game. It's sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. We need help fast. Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
You're at the top of your game. You belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple...
Everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. 2-0, the Watsonville Aggies lead. We're 45 plus to climb back from a deficit here. So, throw down the Watsonville Aggies complete their warm up. Payne, Crawford, Miramontes, and Wilson around the horn from third to first. As Eric Winchester gets some. Friends in the crowd. D'Amico Parker will lead things off here, the left fielder. First pitch on the right, a line shot right at the left fielder coming in for it into a slide and makes the catch. A very loud out there, but hit absolutely on the screws. First pitch swinging by D'Amico Parker for out number one. Now it's going to be the left hand hitting Braden Chiarito. With the socks up high. We're in a 2-0 ball game. It was a first pitch from the righty Adrian Leone, taken for a called strike one. On deck is Nicholas Caballero. The 0-1. So, line shot on a couple of hops, gobbled up by the shortstop Crawford. Flips to first in time for the 6-3. Quickly, two away. We'll bring up Nicholas Caballero for the Colts 45s. Nicholas Caballero last night with a couple of hits. Batting in that three spot. Three hits, rather. Went 3-for-5 last night. It's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter from Adrian Leone. Also, the outfielders patrolling left to right, Williams, Leopava, and Kawada for the Watsonville Aggies. Here's the 0-1. Chopped up towards foul territory. Right fielder giving chase, but it's going to land on top near the cages out there in right field. Thought it was going to land on top. The right fielder, Kawada, giving chase. Just nowhere near enough time to get there. He was shaded a little bit toward that left center gap, out toward the 370 mark way out there. No balls and two strikes to Caballero. Here's the 0-2. From Leone. This is high. One ball and two strikes. With two outs, here in a 2-0 ball game that the Watsonville Aggies lead. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Misses inside. Makes the count 2-2. Andrew Mora on deck should the inning continue. Now the 2-2 delivery from Leone. Fouled up and away, out of play. Way out there. And dunks off a car. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Here's a 2-2 again with a new baseball. This one's popped up toward right, shallow, playable for Kawada coming in, drifting with it, and will squeeze it for the out. And the side is retired. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Redding Heating and Air, fast AC repairs and installation by local experts. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call
530-723-3900.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
And welcome back. It's a strikeout to open things up here on Anthony Rael. Got him swinging 3 straight Ks for Pettingill. As Luke Miramontes will step up to the plate now. Left-hand hitter. Robert Williams also two up that 9 spot. This one's foul tipped back to the screen. No balls and 1 strike. After that foul tip, Luke Miramontes, the second baseman, sporting the number 0. Here's the 0-1 to him from Pettingill. Misses low and away. Now Pettingill deep breaths. Shadows covering pretty much all of the field apart from deep left center field and pretty much all of right field. He's a 1-1. This is low. Breaking ball again. Two balls and one strike. With one out and nobody on here. The top of the second inning of a 2-0 ball game that Watsonville leads as this one misses in the dirt for ball three. Clear blue skies overhead, some clouds off to the far north, northeast or so. Northwest, rather. Some to the northeast as well. Swing and a miss for strike two. That'll fill the count up. Now the payoff delivery from Pettingill to the left-hand hitting Miramontes. This is wide for ball four, and Miramontes works the walk and ends the three straight K's reign for Pettingill. It's the first walk issued by Pettingill. So it's three bases that end up piling up. As we saw last night, a handful of walks given by the Colt 45s, and Watsonville able to take advantage of it, but not fully. They only scored four runs last night. Colt 45s doing the opposite. This one's caught on missed for strike one. Robert Williams swinging right through it. A 0-1 count with one out. The Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Miramontes. This one swung on and fouled up over our heads. Right toward the Colt 45 entrance and bounces around in the parking lot where a fan almost makes a catch on a couple of pops. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Peering in as Pettingill comes set, working from the third base side of the rubber. The 0-2 delivery with one out. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Got him to chase the breaking ball away. For out number two. That is the fourth strikeout for Pettingill. Right in half as many innings. As the top of the order and A.J. LaPava will step up to the plate. Getting his second try at Lucas Pettingill. Runner goes, so taken low. Go down to second base. Tag applied. In time! As Arthur Chavez nabs the runner Miramontes on the caught stealing. 2-6 on the play. And the side is retired. No run score on no hits. The runner being thrown out after 1.5 innings complete. It's 2-0. Watsonville leads 4-4.5. You need help fast. Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Right here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today. Old fashioned service, modern day solutions in Reading, California, and the surrounding areas.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Bottom of the second inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Andrew Mora working an 0-1 count after the first pitch was taken in the dirt for ball one. Bringing on this one, hit in the air towards center, playable for the center fielder, Leopava, but he's going to have to play it on a hop, and Mora is aboard with a single on the 1-0 pitch. Able to take that pitch away, drive it toward left center, got it to sink in front of Leopava and Williams, who were converging on it. Got it down in front of both of them. And that will bring up Preston Conklin, shortstop tonight for the Colt 45s. Conklin last night went 3-for-5 with a stolen base. There's a first pitch to the right end hitting Conklin. This is low. Mora on the secondary lead broke and then went back to first. Almost drew a back pick from Rael, Anthony Rael, the catcher and the battery mate of Adrian Leon, the right-hand pitcher, working from the first base side of the rubber for the Watsonville Aggies, who are at double play depth, traded up the middle, looking for two with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. This one misses up and in for ball two. 2-0 to the right-hand hitting Conklin. Here on a beautiful night for baseball. Sunny in 77 degrees as the sun has now begun its descent back behind us on the third base side. Pickoff attempt over to first, not in time. Diving back with the right hand to the back side of the bag is Andrew Mora. Right hand hitter Conklin with the even stance, working a 2-0 count. Shadows covering all parts of the field now. The 2-0, breaking ball misses upstairs. A little off-speed, thrown way up high. Just some blotches of sun here or there out in center field and then parts of right field between the foul line and the right fielder playing straight up. Center fielder, they have Pava shaded a couple of steps toward left. Here's the 3-0 delivery. Right to the heart, called strike one. Mora on first base, had a stolen base last night. He does that here. He'll take away the double play. There's a 3-1 pitch from Leon. It's popped up back behind us. Way out of play toward the bocce ball courts.
In the ball bocce last year, Pacific Industries, the third generation fan of the old Phil's songs.
Now, Phil's with 3 balls and 2 strikes to Conklin. Payoff. Foul back up and toward the crowd, but a little bit beyond. Over toward the parking lot. As the count remains full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. You're in the bottom of the second of a 2-0 ball game that the Watsonville Aggies are currently winning. The payoff, fouled up again. A look and a little bit of a chase, but it's going to land behind the dugout. Now with a new baseball. recommending Conklin and pitcher Adrian Leone exchange some happy phrases, laughing with each other, just enjoying the epic battle here. 3-2 to the right-hand hitter after a couple of foul balls. With nobody out, runner on first, Aggies looking for two on the infield. Here's the payoff yet again in this bottom of the second. As a check swing fouled up the first baseline, and coming down the first baseline is Amani Wilson, charges it and then tags the runner out, but Mora moves up to second base. So the three unassisted will bring up Patrick Bowen Jr. of the Colt 45s, a left-hand hitter. Waves the bat back and forth. Now ready, says Adrian Leon. Checks the runner at second. That's Mora, who's in scoring position now, as this breaking ball is going to hit the leg of Bowen Jr., and he'll take first base on the hit-by-pitch. Quite literally just as Chad Johnson, our public address announcer, said, takes one for the team. Just standing there and wearing it on the thigh. Right leg. That's Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate now. So runners at first and second. The infield is going to play behind them. Getting just looking for two on the infield. First pitch to righty Mark Anthony Carroll. Fouled back to the over the dugout, actually. Kerem's into the parking lot. We were in a 2-0 ball game that the Washington Aggies currently lead. 2-0 in the bottom of the second, with runners at first and second. Here's the 0-1 to Mark Anthony Carroll, the right-hand hitter from Adrian Leone, who checks the runners, kicks and deals, misses the way. Leon pitching out of the stretch. One and one. Both runners with a significant lead, their respective bases. On a 1-1, this is low. Spin run, both the second baseman Miramontes and the shortstop Crawford trying to keep Mora close to second. Also staying shaded up the middle. The first baseman, Wilson, playing back behind the runner at first. That's Patrick Bowen Jr., who's about six steps off the bag at first. Here's a 2-1. This is upstairs for ball three. Three balls and one strike with one out. Yeah, and checks the runners again, kicks and deals a 3-1, breaking ball, hit into the parking lot, back up over our heads. Count moves to 3-2. Mark Anthony Carroll last night went 1-for-5, got that double in the 8th. Off. Yet again. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. We have a wake-up call right there to everyone sitting right behind home plate. Now for the new baseball. Leon Reddy's. Appears in the Carroll. Kicks. Whoa, and a throwback to second base. Tag applied. Not in time. Mora had to react quickly. Dive in there with both hands. Just barely got in there safely. That was about as close as it gets. A bang-bang play over there at second base.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
3-2, 2-0 here in the bottom of the second with one out. Here's the payoff pitch to Carroll. Chopped up for the first base coach's box. First baseman Imani Wilson settles underneath it in foul territory, and everyone will have to retrace their steps. Mora was breaking on the play, had to get back to second base, and Mark Anthony Carroll pops out for out number two. Now Arthur Chavez at the plate, the catcher tonight for Oakland 45. Left-hand hitter.
Arthur Chavez.
Infield still playing behind the runners. Crawford, the shortstop, keeping Mora close at second. Breaking ball floats in there on the inside corner right at the knee. Called strike one. Now the 0-1. Bounces it in there, smothered by the catcher, Rael, to keep it in front of him. One ball and one strike. With two outs and the runners on first and second. Here's a pitch from Leon. Now, off the foot, the front foot of Chavez, and that's going to, he's going to walk that one off. A little saunter around the pitcher. Leon is going to also go for a little stroll just to allow the batter some time in this case. Do his due diligence, and the home plate umpire, Cam Wright, is also going to dust off home plate. Give him that extra time. Very uncomfortable strike two. One ball and two strikes. Leon comes set, kicks and deals the 1-2. Right there on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three call. And the side is retired. The 445s get a hit, they score none, and they strand a pair. As Watsonville Aggies lead by a score of 2-0 after two. When you need help fast, Fred at Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's Cold Fast Service Modern Solutions in Redding, California, and the surrounding areas of Redding.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air.
We are just looking.
Welcome back to top of 3 years. At Daggerfield, first pitch, Karen Glover with the backstop. Four ball one to the top of the order. AJ Lehapava, who was the batter in the second inning, but caught stealing was Miramontes to end things there. So we'll lead things off here in the third. This one's grounded toward the shortstop on the backhand. Conklin throws the first in time for the 6-3. Making a very tough play. Look routine right there for Conklin on the backhand of the 5-6 hole. Playing his feet, made a strong throw to first in time for out number one. Now it's the right hand Charlie Kawada to the lead, who walked and came around to score his first time up. It's the first pitch from Pettingill. Breaking ball misses low in the dirt. Cams up against the netting. Ball one to the right fielder. Two balls and no strikes with one out. This one bounces in there again for ball two. Ball three, rather, according to the scoreboard. My apologies. So 3-0 to the right-hand hitter. Take it back 2-0. There we go. I did have the count correct. Scoreboard fixed. Here's the 2-0 from Lucas Pettingill. It's a line shot towards center and played back on a couple of hops. It's going to be a base hit for Kawada with a wide turn at first with a clean single. As Monty Wilson will step up to the plate now, who had that sacrifice fly back in the first. Got the Hippava to score. Looking all the way out to the Tiger Field scoreboard out there in left center field, just to the right of the 358 mark, so probably hit about 354 feet. Pettingill comes set, run on first, being held on by Mora. So this throw escapes the clutches of the catcher all the way to the backstop, taking second base. On the pass ball will be Charlie Kawada. Now the double play no longer in order. It's a 1-0 count on Wilson. Right-hand hitter with a shin guard on the front leg. There's a 1-0. Right to the heart. Ball is strike one to even the count up. All level now at one apiece. Here in a 2-0 top of the third, Watsonville with the third run of the ball game in scoring position. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Runner goes. The third throw down is not going to be in time. It was offline. A great play by the third baseman Cavarello, moving to his right infield territory on the backhand, able to pick it. But safe at third with the stolen base is Kawada. Very big jump on the play as well. Now it's two balls and one strike. To the right hand hitting Monty Wilson. There's the 2-1 as the corners are drawn in. Swing and miss for strike two. That evens the count up to two balls and two strikes. Pennington bending at the waist now. Comes set, kicks and deals the 2-2. Rears back. There's a fastball at the bottom of the zone. Bring him up. Strike three called. Amani Wilson caught a looking for the fifth K from Pettingill.
She's turned the crowd light off. It doesn't do any good.
Now there's one away.
You should hear it.
Two away, rather.
So you know what I mean. You can hear one person. You can't tell there's a crowd at all.
With the runner on third, we're in a 2-0 ball game. First pitch swing and a miss. Put on a miss by Caden Smith, who singled his last time up. No balls and one strike. Brennan hitting Smith with an open stance. Fastball just misses low. Keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. One and one. Pettingill comes set. Kicks deals for Mrs. Lowe off the glove of Chavez, but keeps it close and in front of him. His count moves to two balls and one strike. Pettingill walked up the mound, rubbed up the baseball for a second. Now comes Sedeci. Speared in, gets a sign. The 2-1. This is inside. Watched Chavez set up inside. And they're going to say it hit Chavez, so he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. As Noah Pang will come to the plate now. Eric Winchester will take a stroll on off the mound, chat things up with Pettingill. Runners at the corners. With two outs here in the top of the third. Washingtonville leads by a score of 2-0. A lot more competitive thus far through the ball game than it was last night. By this point, last night it was a 3-2 ball game. The Colt 45s were leading, but they had quite a stagnant offense. Still scored 3 runs, but tonight, very different story. Stagnant offense, yes, but no runs to show in any regard. Unlike last night where they were able to take advantage of a lot of things happening despite not really getting a lot of hits versus tonight, no hits and no runs, which is typical of baseball. It's usually how it should work, but sometimes those walks and hit batsmen and wild pitches all stacking up, all of a sudden you have 3 runs on the board and no hits in the process. That's going to be the right-hand hitting Noah Kang, who struck out looking his last time up. One of the 5 Ks of Pettingill tonight. The infield shifted just a couple of steps to pull. Vara holding on the runner at first. That's Caden Smith. This one's hit in the air towards center, played on a hop, and trotting in to score is Kawada. Moving up to second is Smith, and an RBI single for Noah Pang. First pitch swinging. That will bring up Ty Crawford, who struck out swinging his first time up. Pettingill. Peering in at Chavez. He comes set after getting a sign. Facing off against Ty Crawford, the shortstop. This is the first pitch from Pettingill. Shot toward third on the backhand and taking it himself on the fielder's choice. 5 unassisted to erase the lead runner, Caden Smith, is the way this inning comes to a close. 1 run on a couple of hits, but they left 2. So Watsonville Ike, as they add 1 more run of insurance, it's 3-0 through 2.5 here from Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding. Heating and air, just a reminder for everyone in Redding to stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application.
Line batter, going to be the top fielder in DeMeco Parker and Brandon Chiarito. Here's the 0-1 from Leon. Misses low and in. Keeping the count up at 1-1. With nobody out here in the bottom of the third, Watsonville packed one on in the top half of the frame. So they now lead by 3. Here's the 1-1 from Leon. Just misses the bottom part of the zone. Adrian Leon from Monterey Peninsula College. Here's a 2-1 delivery from him, working from that first base side of the rubber. It's now officially sunset here at Tiger Field. Shadows covering all of the field. This one misses low and in for ball 3. Green 1. The left hand hitting Ayers takes a deep breath. Now Reddy's climbs back into the box. Wide stance, slightly open for the lefty. Beyond winds and deals the 3-1. Right on the outside corner at the knee. It filled the count up 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reared back and threw a fastball in there. Dotted it right on the outside corner, painting the black. Now the payoff. Out of the windup from Adrian Leon. Another fastball right there on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Got him looking. As Ayers was getting ready to take off the protective gear and take first base, but instead he'll head back to the dugout after out number 1. Now it's going to be the right hand hitting left fielder DeMeco Parker. Hit one right on the screws, but it was right at Williams out there patrolling left field. It was a great catch by Robert Williams out there. Leon winds and deals, bounces it in there, cans off the catcher for the backstop for ball 1. One ball and no strikes. Open stance for the righty, DeMeco Parker. This one's fouled back to the screen. Swung on, huge cut. Just got a piece of it. Now 1-1. Parker climbs back into the box. Hits the bat back and forth. Now ready for that wide stance. The open stance. Here's a 1-1 delivery from Leon. Fastball. Just inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Left-handed Brandon Chiarito on deck. And the 2-1 from the first base side of the rubber. Bounced it in the dirt. For ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. To DeMeco Parker. Who lined out in the first. And last night, went 0-for-3 with a couple of sacrifice flies. Here's a 3-1. Check swing. Misses upstairs. Didn't go around on it. He'll take first base on the 3 pass. Now the left hand hitting Braden Chiarito to the plate. Hit by pitch for something to 0-45. Typically take advantage of in that history here at Tiger Field, at least. pretty much any ballgame, too, if you can take advantage of those free passes. Infield moves to double play depth. Big lead over there by huge cut and miss by Chiarito for strike one. Huge lead over there by Parker being held on by Wilson. About 3.5-4 steps off the bag. Strides off the bag. Now just three. A pretty moderate lead. A couple of stutter steps. Looks like he's looking to go. Here's the 0-1. But instead of throw back to first base and diving to the backside of the bag as the lights come on here at Tiger Field. Still a long way away from taking full effect, but on his shadows have covered pretty much all of the field and beyond as the crepuscule hour has hit. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Leon. Runner goes, and it's fouled back to the screen for strike two. And D'Amico Parker had a huge jump on that as well. He was about halfway. Adrian Leon was into his windup. Leon now working from the stretch, rather, so I should say in his movement towards first, rather. It's about halfway through. It's set to release the baseball, and D'Amico Parker was already over halfway to second base. Here's the 0-2. Parker not going. Breaking ball floated in there. Just misses over the high. For ball one. One ball and two strikes. Nicholas Cavarello on deck. Here in the bottom of the third of a 3-0 ball game. The 1-2 delivery from Adrian Leon. Popped up. Out territory, third base side. Fair territory now, and drifting with it is Noah Pang, and he'll settle in underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. Holding it first is D'Amico Parker. Now it's the right hand hitting Nicholas Cavarello to the plate. Mile high pop up. Dancing with it was Noah Pang. Initially looked like it was going to end up over here on the third base side in the crowd and be a free souvenir for a fan, but then kind of spun back more toward fair territory. Parker not going. He's a line shot toward right. Playable. It's going to be played on a hop. Now the throw to third on the fly is going to go into the Cliff 45 dugout and into second base. There's Parker into third safely. Into second base is Cavarello. That's a broken bat. Opposite field single plus advance on the throw by Cavarello. Hit it right on the screws. But just busted that wooden bat. Just a reminder, we're playing in a wooden bat league out here in Redding, California. One of the most beautiful sounds in the world, and especially in sports, is that crack of the wooden bat.
I know they haven't announced it yet,
So runners at second and third. Here in the bottom of the third for Andrew Mora. Now all of a sudden, the tying run at the plate for the Colt 45s. Of course, last night, Andrew Mora with that dinger. Huge cut and miss here. For strike one, looking to tie the ball game in one fell swoop. Wide open stance for the left-hand hitter. Here's the 0-1. Off speed, misses a one ball long strike. Leon ready, screening over his glove. Runners at second and third. Two runners in scoring position. The 445 is down by three here in the bottom of the third. The 1-1. Breaking ball floats in there for call strike two. Now one ball and two strikes on Andrew Mora. Steps back into the box. Runners take their leads from second and third. Here with two outs in the bottom of the third, 3-0, tying run at the plate in Andrew Mora. Here's the 1-2 delivery with two outs from Leon. Breaking ball, check swing. Ring him up, strike three called. Mora disagrees with it as the Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score. No runs on one hit. They leave a pair stranded.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. When you need to help fast, Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 542-232 today.
When the heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit ReadingHeatingAndAir.com. Reading Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Everyone, and welcome back to Tiger Field. And a full one count now on Anthony Rael. Struck out screen. First time up, back in the second. Here's the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen for strike two. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here in the top of the fourth inning. A 3-0 ball game. The 445s have left four stranded. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Rael down on strikes. Bring up Luke Miramontes. Four.
Sandy
has a 0. Luke, left-hand hitter. But the even stance. And check swing appeal third. And the answer is no. We cannot go around. So one ball, no strikes. This one just misses off the plate outside. So ball two. Two balls and no strikes. One out, nobody on. Here's a 2-0 from the righty Lucas Pettingill, the Nevada native. Overton, Nevada. Here's back. There's a fastball right on the outside corner at the knee. Just moves it off. Two balls and one strike. Pettingill working from that middle part of the red line, a little bit off the third base side. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss. Almost tried to hold up. Looked like Luke Miramontes hesitated mid-swing and then decided to just throw the barrel at it. Ended up coming up empty. Now the 2-2. This is up and away. That will fill the count up with three balls and two strikes. Pettingill comes set. Chavez sets up away. Foul tipped back to the screen. Staying alive. Just barely is near Montes. Mm-hmm.
Rico might have been off the umpire. I'm not even sure, actually. All ball. A couple pitches ago. Now coming set again is Kettingill. Kicks and deals. Payoff. So a ground ball toward the second baseman, Carroll, gobbled up. Flips the first in time for the 4-3. And out number two, that'll bring up Robert Williams, the left fielder. Digging in from the right side. He struck out swinging his first time up on an 0-2 pitch. Out there patrolling left field tonight for the Watsonville Aggies. First pitch swinging, hits this one toward right center, giving Chase's Chiarito playable for him, and he'll settle underneath it in the right center gap. It is retired. Watsonville Aggies go 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, nobody left. After 3.5, Watsonville Aggies lead by a score of 3-0. Right here in Reading. Visit readingheatingair.com or call 303-523-1313. See what I did? Do you hear it? Yeah. Can you hear what I did?
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer them...
I'm almost 50 years old.
The best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution.
Conklin, Bowen Jr., and Carroll to lead things off here. They're two up, facing off against Adrian Leone. Breaking ball misses low and away for ball one.
He got the bottom of 4 feet for 4 tries. Pilsen, number 16, Pilsen, Conklin.
Shortstop, Preston Conklin. Here's the 1-0. The foul back up and over the screen. To even the count up at one ball and one thug. Now the 1-1 from Adrian Leon. Here in a 3-0 ball game that Watsonville leads. This is low with a breaking ball. Almost got Conklin to go around on it, commit to it. Here's a 2-1. It says low for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Preston Conklin, the shortstop, who grounded out to first, his only time up tonight. Lots of lefties in the lineup tonight. For the 45, serves the 3-1 to the right-hand hitter, fouls it off, cameras in the foul territory to fill the count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now with the new baseball going for a little stroll, is Leon. Now Reddy's. Here's the payoff. With nobody out. Swing! And a miss. Got him to chase the high cheddar. Foul tipped it actually into the glove and held on by Rael. Just barely. That is out number one. That'll bring up Patrick Bowen Jr., the designated hitter, who was hit by a pitch. His first time up tonight. His only time up tonight. On the first pitch that he saw. Just right into the front thigh for the left-hand hitter. First pitch misses for ball one. Here's a 1-0 to the left-hand hitter, deep in the box with the open stance, lays off the breaking ball up high for ball two. Two and oh. Lines and deals. Leon reached for it, poked into center field for a base hit. Bowen will take a wide turn at first, and he is aboard. Trying to get the offense going. It's not too hot tonight, which, again, is a reminder of tonight's sponsor of the game, Wedding Heating Air. If you're too hot this summer, stay cool. Fast AC repairs, 24/7. With one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning, with the runner on first. Being held on by Wilson. Stretch Leon winds and deals. Mark and Denny Carroll showing front, pulling it back, but it doesn't matter. Called strike one to the 45, the second baseman. Leon checks a runner at first. About 2.5-3 steps off the bag at first. So 0-1, showing bunt again. Pops it up back toward the crowd and almost into the hands of Gage Hoyle over there. Taking in a ball game with one of his former teammates, Dominic Folks, both playing at Simpson University in the last couple of years. Got to call games for them. And at Simpson University is the play-by-play broadcaster and then now director of broadcasting while I pursue my MBA. Here's the 0-2. Mark Anthony Carroll, wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Throw back to first, diving back in plenty of time is Bowen Jr. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2. Line shot foul out of play. Way beyond the dugout. Late on that pitch. Scam holds it. No balls and two strikes. Checking the runner at first is Leon. Now Reddy's from the third base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals a breaking ball. This is low. Just a bit inside. One ball and two strikes on Mark Anthony Carroll here in a 3-0 ball game that Watsonville leads in the bottom half of the fourth. Leon comes set, kicks, deals the 1-2 pitch with a runner on first. Aggies looking for two. Up the middle, walks upstairs, back pick down to first base, throw down, tag a fly, not in time. Bowen Jr. diving back safely, throw right on the money. The catcher, Anthony Israel. Out comes the 2-2. With nobody out, with one out rather, here in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-2 as Leon comes set, kicks, steals out of the stretch. This is low and away, smothered by Rael, the backstop gliding to his right. And the count means three balls and two strikes with one out. And the runner on first. Here's the payoff. Runner goes, misses inside, no throw down. It's Mark Anthony Carroll. will work the walk, and some commotion on the base paths now. Two runners aboard with only one out. Aggies are a double play away. Getting out of the jam. Now it's Arthur Chavez to the plate. Arthur Chavez. Cade looking his first time up. Wide open stance. Here's the first pitch to him from Leon. Misses low, off the foot rather, and he will take first base on the hit by pitch. So some command issues here in the bottom of the fourth in the 3-0 ball game. Now the bases are loaded for Timmy Ayers, who struck out looking his first time up tonight. We get Tyler Zanizer as a courtesy runner out there for Chavez. Zanizer, of course, played last year with the 45s, the Palisadro native. So he'll be the courtesy runner for the catcher. Run. The right fielder with the bases loaded, the corner's playing in on the infield grass. Middle infielders shaded just a bit up the middle at medium breadth. This one's fouled up almost off the right post to the over to it. Back behind us. Strike one. Balls in one strike. In the outfield shifted a couple of steps in as well. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball reach for swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2. Look at his third base coach. And Reddy's taps the foot with bat. Ayers ready. Down in the count. Two misses way up and then leaning away from it. One ball and two strikes. Leon peering over his glove. Now Reddy's out of the stretch in the corner infielders playing on the grass. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball misses up and away to even account for two balls and strikes. With one out, the Aggies just looking for two. Hopefully get out of the jam. They do have a force at home. If anything hit the infield, so they can gun down the lead runner. They have a force at every base, of course, with bases loaded. 445 is looking to break this game wide open if they can. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning of the 3-0 ball game. Now the 2-2 from Adrian Leon. Pass ball just a bit upstairs. Over the high. As the count fills at three balls and two strikes. Some command issues here in the fourth for Adrian Leon. A second trip through the back half of the order. Here's the payoff. Out of a stretch. Swing! And foul tipped, held on by the catcher Rael. And that is out number two. A couple of K's in the inning. We'll bring up the top of the order for D'Amico Parker. Face off against Adrian Leon. This is loaded. Leon hit on the screws back to first and then walks and left him up before you're stranded to third base. The Colt 45s have already stranded four players aboard. He's the first pitch of the right hand hitting Parker. Breaking ball goes off the hand of Parker. He will take first base.
See if it's a board. The easy way. What a painful. Where's the 445? Finally. Scratch one across as the bases will stay loaded. Now, Ken Nakagawa is going to go out to the mound and chat things up with his starting pitcher. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, a short little break in the action. They gather the full infield in. Bases loaded. Two outs. Swinging strikeout to Conklin. Bowen Jr. singled. Keep up to second base. Then a walk to Carroll. Hit by pitch to Chavez. Of course, Anheuser was the courtesy runner. And then Tobico Parker with the hit by pitch. Shifted everybody up 90 feet. So Bowen Jr. came in to score. Carroll moved on over to third. Anheuser at second base, courtesy runner. Then Parker at first as the team on the mound is now broken up. Braden Chirito up to the plate. He's grounded out and popped out to right. Left hand hitter socks up high. It's a pitch from beyond as a ground ball for the shortstop, sliding to his left. Flip the short way to second base, and the Aggies get out of the jam with minimal damage. They roll up the ground ball, and the side is retired, but the Colt 45s get one. They are down by a score of 3-1 through four complete. You're on KCNR Shasta Redding tonight. The game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air, 24/7 emergency service.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your...
And welcome back to Tiger Field. Cliff Hava draws a walk to open things up here with the new pitcher on in relief for your Reading Colt 45s, Nate Sheriff out of San Marcos, California. The lefty, 6'1", 175. Taking over for Pettingill, who went four innings, four hit, three-run baseball, walked one, and struck out six. His next pitch misses low and in for ball one. The pickoff of Tim Donner to first was not in time. This is taken right to the heart for called strike one. Southpaw kicks, feels on the inside corner again for strike two. One ball and two strikes with nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Mora holding on the runner at first. They pop it back down to first base. Throw down, tag it fly. Not in time. Really close over there at first base. Great throw by Chavez down there. Almost nabbed the runner. This one's a line shot just off the glove of Moore in the right field for a base hit. Over toward foul territory, the right fielder Ayers throws it in, but moving up to third and holding there is Leah Pava. Charlie Kawada right on the screws. Moore just almost nabbed it with his leather. Just couldn't quite get it. It's a clean single for Kawada as Imani Wilson will step to the plate. Right-hand hitter, Imani Wilson. Go back to first, not in time. Having set is the southpaw. Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. Runner goes. Huge jump. Throw down to second base on a hop. Tag applied. Not in time. Stumbling over the runner after the tag was applied. Kawada in safely. Conklin stumbling over himself. Over Kawada, rather. That puts two runners in scoring position now as Watsonville has just been applying the pressure to the Colt 45s tonight. Here's the 0-1 delivery after that was taken for a strike. Chopped with the third baseman. Foul! Diving play, but couldn't quite get to it. Was Caballero. In foul territory. Sensational effort back behind the third base bag. Now no balls and two strikes on Imani Wilson. Open stance, rather wide during that right-hand batter's box. Chavez sets up away. The 0-2, breaking ball off the plate outside. Moore, the first baseman, in on the infield grass. About even with the bag.
about a step off the infield grass in between the bag depth and the infield grass. Lefty first baseman. Here's the 1-2. Swing, and it's got him to chase one down low. Actually got a piece of it held on by Chavez for the strikeout, and that is out number one. I'll bring up Caden Smith, who singled and been hit by a pitch, as Bob Anderson is going to go out to the mound, gathering the whole infield with runners at second and third. This meeting on the mound. It's just another reminder of tonight's sponsor of the game, Breading Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-223-1332 today. If you have any issues with your heating or air system, we have a bunch of HVAC pros right here in Reading and some of the surrounding areas. Caden Smith will face off against the lefty Sheriff. First tonight for the Colt 45s. Sheriff taking over for Pettigill. The win. 4-3 run baseball. Adrian Leone of the Watsonville Aggies still cruising along. No action out in the bullpen. The Colt 45s have some action out in their bullpen, though. This one is taken for a strike. Now the southpaw kick steals to the right and hitting Smith. Breaking ball misses wide. It's Jacob Lindell out there getting loose in the 45 pen. Way down there in left field. One ball and one strike to Caden Smith. Here's the 1-1. This is low, picked by Chavez, gliding to his left. Fantastic job by the backstop. Two balls and one strike to the designated hitter for the Watsonville Aggies, looking to even up this weekend series against the Colt 45s, who took game one yesterday by a score of 13-4. The 2-1 misses low. Ball three. It'll be a warmer day at the ballpark tomorrow with a high of 86 degrees and a high of about 80 today. By the time I got to the ballpark around an hour and a half before first pitch, it was a beautiful night for baseball. No boots, clear blue skies overhead, not too hot, not too cold. Here's 3-1. Foul tip off of the mask of catcher Scott, off the home plate umpire. He's going to go slip this baseball to the pitcher and take a little bit of a saunter himself. Now Bills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just going to shake that one off a little bit. Three and two with 2 outs. Coming set. Kicks and deals. Right there on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Smith down. Look at it. It's another backward K tonight. But a handful of them on both sides. A total of about 6. All called by home plate umpire Cam Wright. Here in this 3-1 ball game. In the top half of the 5th. Runners at 2nd and 3rd for the Watsonville Aggies, who lead by 2 with 2 outs, and they have 2 runners in scoring position for Noah Pang, the right-hand hitter, who is 1-for-2 tonight. Watches a fastball just miss up and away for ball 1. One ball and no strikes. I said kick steals. Breaking ball on the inside corner. To even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. with two outs. Lost speed right there on the outside corner. We count one ball and two strikes. With two outs. Set kick steals. It is chopped toward the second baseman, Mark Anthony Carroll. Charges off balance. Flip to first, Hurdley in time for the out. 4-3. Great play by Mark Anthony Carroll as the Watsonville Aggies threat, but they fail to score. They strand a pair of board on one hit, no run score. After 4.5, we're halfway through our ballgame tonight from Tagger Field in Redding, California, where Watsonville leads by a score of 3-1 here on KCNR Chester Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. When you need help, Fast Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 504-223-1332 today. Old fashioned service, modern day solutions in Redding, California, and
business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
Yeah,
that's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Everyone, welcome back to the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1, the Watsonville Aggies lead. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Nicholas Cabrera will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter with the even stance. Line shot toward right, playable, coming on into a slide. What a catch by the right fielder, Kawada. Wow, a thing of beauty was cutting away from him. Went into a little slide in the process, able to make the shoelace catch. And that is out number one. Fantastic play by Charlie Kawada out there. The ball cutting away from him. Against Adrian Leone here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. Taking her called strike one. Going one to the first baseman for the Colt 45s. One goes.
Casey Norris has
the ready. More, I believe. Think count one ball and one strike. One ball and one strike. Watsonville, again, leads by two, by a score of 3-1. A lot more of a competitive ball game than last night, where the final score was 13-4. This next pitch just misses low and away. Two balls and one strike. With one out. Nice low, bounced it in there. football three to Andrew Mora, who led the team in walks last year. Total of 31 walks and 38 RBIs and two homers to go with it. Hope 45 brought him back this year. Here's the 3-1 delivery from Leon. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball four, and Mora works the free pass. Good board for the second time tonight. Now Preston Conklin to the plate. There is some activity out of the bullpen now for the Wasatville Aggies. Mora California College as well. That 6'4" frame over there at first base. Now it's right in inning. Conklin, who's grounded out, struck out swinging tonight, goes around for a bunt, throw goes all the way to the backstop, and taking second base on the wild pitch is Andrew Mora. With that, takes away the double play with the tying run at the plate. Here in the bottom of the fifth, 3-1, Watsonville leads. 45's threatening. Yet again, they've stranded a total of 7 aboard tonight. Only a couple of hits. 3 hits, rather. They've had a trio of hits, not counting anything that has yet to happen in this inning. This one caroms off the netting on the foul ball. One ball and one strike. Again. But the 2026 Potsfield Bonanza is sponsored by Banner Bank and Valley Construction. This time our Colt 45's catcher throws out an opponent. They're going to draw a ticket. The holder will write their name and phone number on the ticket, which will go into a secure container. The ticket will be pulled on Fan Appreciation Night, August 1st, for a prize of $500. It's $500, folks. This one's taken for a strike, too. $100 is a lot of money. It could be yours. Now the 1-2 delivery, runner at second, that's Mora. Tying run at the plate in Preston Conklin. Here's the 1-2. A line shot foul beyond the Colt 45 pen. Just a little bit out in front. Too early on it. Now remains one ball and two strikes. Out of the stretch. Now the 1-2, breaking ball, flopper back to the screen. Staying alive, just barely. One, two with one out. The right-hand hitting Conklin. Or at second. This one's skied up on the infield. Calling for it is the first baseman, Wilson, drifting with it. Settles underneath and squeezes it for out number two. We'll bring up Patrick Bowen Jr. Has been hit by a pitch and single tonight. Pitch to the lefty with Mora still on second. Foul tip back to the screen. Strike one. Bowen getting his first start of the year in game two. Here's the 0-1. That was fit in there, goes all the way back toward the screen, and taking third base is Mora. So slowly but surely, the 390 feet, doing a little bit of work for the Colt 45s. One ball and one strike with two outs. Left hand hitting Bowen Jr. to the plate. Runner on third, that's Moore, 90 feet away. The tying run at the plate. Here's the 1-1. This is upstairs for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Moore dancing up and down the third baseline. So it's hit in the air toward left, but playable for the left fielder Williams, who will come in for it and squeeze it on the run, and the side is retired. The Colt 45 threat, but they still score here in the fifth. Is Strandmora 90 feet away at third base. Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading. Call 530-233-1332 today or online. Ready?
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
To Tagger Field, leading things off, facing off against Sheriff is the left-hand, right-hand hitting Ty Crawford, rather. Crawford, Rail, and Miramontes is due up for the Aggies. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one, went down fishing after it. As it's now Jacob Lindell, rather, pitching for the Colt 45s after Sheriff went one inning of work. Now this one passed a diving shortstop, Conklin, and into left field for a base hit. So the leadoff batter is aboard on the 0-1 with the sharp single past the diving Conklin. Now Anthony Rael to the plate, who's 0-for-2 with a couple of Ks. And the 0-1 is fouled up and toward the parking lot for strike two. Quickly, an 0-2 hole for Rael, who's been struck out on a 1-2 count and an 0-2 count tonight. That was back into second inning and fourth inning, respectively. Coming set is the southpaw. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Pickoff sent toward first, rather, and back diving safely is Crawford. Now a balk call. Bob Anderson out to argue, and we have some of our first antics and extracurricular activities of the season, which is always fun. And Bob Anderson emphatically motioning with his right leg how exactly a left-hand pitcher like that would not balk, but the balk called regardless, and he is rather upset, which you love to see. He's pretty animated right now, still talking with these umpires out here on the field. Bob Anderson now makes his way back toward the dugout. Still barking a little bit at the umpires, voicing his opinions on that call. The second balk call of the night takes away the double play. Here's the 0-1 delivery. And this is up and away for ball two to Rael. So two balls and two strikes. If my math is correct, the scoreboard's incorrect. We'll see what happens. I thought it was two balls and two strikes, but maybe it is one ball and one strike. Runner on second now after the balk. That's Crawford. He's in scoring position. Here's the delivery from the southpaw. This is up and away. Now it's two balls and one strike. Coming set is Lindell. Kicks and deals. He's going to whirl in a bluff back to second base. No balk call there. Now the American flag out there in straightaway center field, kind of dancing around left to right field. A bit of a cross breeze blowing and darkness officially falling. The lights have taken full effect. 70 degrees here tonight, and it's cooled off to beautiful 70 degrees plus the little bit of wind. Now a 3-1 count after this pitch misses wide. Jacob Lindell. Here's in at Chavez. Kicks and deals a 3-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. This count moves full. Jacob Lindell out of Shasta College. 6'3", 200. Eric Winchester, one of the pitching coaches at Shasta College, under the guys of Brad Rupert, the head coach over there. Here's a payoff on the inside corner at the knees. Shooting him up. Strike three called. And that is out number one on the backward K. Rael with three of them tonight. Struck out swinging twice and now looking once. That will bring up Luke Miramontes, who's walked and grounded out. First pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one right at the knees. Lindell keeping it up. There's the 0-1 delivery from the southpaw. He checks the runner at second, dancing off the bag. Swing and a miss. First strike two, tied him up high and tight inside, in on the hands. Blew the off-speed by him. Had him off balance and unalert. Now the 0-2 is Lindell. Comes set. Checks the runner. Kicks, deals the 0-2. Swing! And a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night for out number two and strikeout number two for Jacob Lindell. Now it's the right end hitting Robert Williams to the plate. With two outs and the runner on second base. Open stance deep in the box for the righty. Facing off against the southpaw, Jacob Lindell. Kicks, deals. This one's hit in the air toward right center. Playable, drifting over his ears. Up the alley, and he'll squeeze it on the run. And the side is retired. The leadoff batter gets aboard, but Parrish is out there at second base as the Watsonville Aggies leave one strand as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-1, the Watsonville Aggies lead it here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Redding, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill.
Bottom of the sixth here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, where the lights have taken full effect at the 1-1 count on Mark Anthony Carroll. Arthur Chavez to follow, and Timmy Ayers. 7-8-9 due up for the Colt 45s. This one's grounded toward the first base, and Wilson gloves, and he will take himself on the three unassisted to open up this bottom of the sixth in the game that the Watsonville Aggies lead by a score of 3-1. Now Arthur Chavez to the plate, who struck out looking and been hit by a pitch tonight. Left-hand hitter, Colt 45 is down by a score of 3-1. They have some work to do, and they're slowly running out of time. First pitch misses up and away for ball one. Adrian Leon no longer out there. It's a new pitcher for the Aggies. On in relief of the starter who went five. This one catches the inside corner. And that's Joseph Tapia out there, as announced by Chad Johnson, our PA announcer. Does a great job day in and day out here with the 45s. This one's fouled back to the screen for strike two. Joseph Tapia last night was in that nine spot, played shortstop. Now he finds himself in the ball game. Here's the 1-1 delivery, is chopped toward the 3-4 hole, glove by the first baseman. Underhand flip in time to Tapia covering first on the 3-1. Fantastic play by the corner infielder over there, as Arthur Chavez is retired. We'll bring up Timmy Ayers, who struck out twice tonight, once swinging, once looking. So quickly two away here in the sixth. And it will be the right-hand hitting Tyler Zanizer, actually, to pinch hit. The hometown kid who was the courtesy runner for Arthur Chavez. Tyler Zanizer, who had five homers last year with the 45s, making his return. Palisadro, California. It was the first pitch of the righty. Misses upstairs for ball one. Joseph Tapia peers in from the first base side. Kicks and deals. Fouled back to the screen to even the count up at one ball and one strike. For Leon, he went five innings, three hits, one run given up on three hits. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Misses inside. Five Ks and two walks. Struck out five and walked two. Zanizer now working a 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1 delivery to the right-hand hitter. Right through the heart, the off-speed, even the count up at two balls and two strikes. With two gone here in the sixth. Here's the 2-2. Swing! Out of this, Adrian Leon. Joseph Tapia rather struts off the mound after getting the strikeout as the Colt 45s go 1-2-3 after six complete. Watsonville leads by a score of 3-1 here on KCNR Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. They deliver 24-7 emergency service. They're trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding, California. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
It's an 0-1 count, now a 1-1 count from Lindell to A.J. Lehapava. Charlie Kawada to follow, and then Imani Wilson here in this 3-1 ballgame, top of the seventh inning. Here on KCNR 1460-96.5 FM, and then KCNRradio.com. This one misses low and away from the left-hand hitting A.J. Lehapava, who singled, grounded out, and walked tonight. The Colt 45s went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Oh, the top of the order due up in the bottom half after we stretch here at Tiger Field. This one catches the corner to even the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peering in is Lindell. Now comes set. The southpaw kicks, deals just off the plate outside. Thought it was going to be strike three. Instead, it's ball three. That will fill the count up. 3 balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out, here's the payoff. The little flare, sinking line drive into a dive. Can't get it. It's off the grass. Goes past Zanizer, who was coming in for it. Now cruising into second base is Lehapava. Zanizer with an all-out effort on the sinking fly ball that was carrying out toward him and just kept falling quicker and quicker and then just barely snuck underneath his glove and in front of him into a dive. Couldn't corral it. And aboard with the double is Lehapava. So Zanizer now in the game in left field as well after pinch hitting. This one's popped up to Mora right at first base. He'll glide over to his right in between first and second base and squeeze it for the quick out. That's out number one. That'll bring up Monty Wilson after Kawada first pitch swinging flies out. So Timmy Ayers wasn't right. He's out of the game. Zanizer in left, which makes me believe that the left fielder Parker is now in right. Here's the 0-1, cut on and missed for strike two. It's Monty Wilson quickly in an 0-2 hole after chasing that pitch up and away. Rather, Chiarito in right. My apologies. And then Parker in center, I believe. Here's the 0-2. Swing! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Imani Wilson down on strike for the third time tonight. Now Bob Anderson's going to go out to the mound. He's going to chat things up with the infield to see what they do here. They gather in the whole infield. Chat things over for Caden Smith, who's single, been hit by a pitch, and struck out looking tonight. Now the home plate umpire, Cam Wright, is going to go out and break up this meeting on the mound. Bob Anderson gives a couple pats on the back. Now rolls back to the dugout. Right-hand hitting Caden Smith to the plate to face off against the lefty, Jacob Lindell. The designated hitter was in the cleanup spot last night but went 0-for-4. In the cleanup spot tonight
He's 0-for-2, or 1-for-2 rather, been hit by a pitch as he fouls this one back to the parking lot for strike one. And plunks a car in the process. Lindell peering in. Gets his sign, comes set, working from the third base side of the rubber. The 0-1. This is high and tight. One ball and one strike. With two outs. Trying to escape the jam with no damage here in the top half of the seventh. 3-1, the Watsonville Aggies lead. They got their two runs in the first and then one in the third. Cole 45 is their lone run in the bottom half of the fourth. So this is upstairs and then bobbled by the catcher Chavez and save at third. It is AJ Leopava. He steals his second bag of the night. It's going to be at least somewhat of a close play over there at third, but Chavez bobbled the baseball on the transfer, just spinning out of his hand. Now the 2-1 just misses the top of the zone a little bit above the belt. That moves the count to 3-1 on Caden Smith. Lindell comes set, kicks, deals. Foul tipped and held on by Chavez to fill the count at 3-2. With two gone here in the top half of the seventh. Here's the payoff from Lindell. Fouled up and away into the parking lot. And the battle will continue. Goes fouled up and away. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the seventh. 3-1. Watsonville leads, runner at third. The payoff. Fouled back again toward the parking lot. And the battle continues between Caden Smith, the cleanup hitter, and Jacob Lindell. Here in the seventh. The second full inning of work for Lindell. Now time called. Bob Anderson just got a warning, and he's going to chat it up with the third base umpire, and he's in his face now. They're barking back and forth. Some antics here. Some hand motions as well. Bob Anderson is not backing down. The third base umpire is just emphatically telling Bob Anderson to go back to the dugout. And Bob Anderson just got tossed. Game two of the season, and Bob Anderson just got tossed. And the extracurricular activities have ensued. Eric Winchester, along with the third base coach, trying to get in between Bob Anderson and the third base coach. The third base umpire, rather. Bob Anderson is getting told to go back to the dugout, and he will make his way back as he continues to bark back and forth with one of the field umpires, and the home plate umpire, Cam Wright, had to come all the way out, and Bob Anderson still barking. Eric Winchester, with that 6'4" frame, standing about 225, is going to get in between Anderson and the field umpire to make sure both of them stay at bay, and Bob Anderson will head back to the clubhouse early and hit the showers. My goodness, that's the same umpire that called the balk, and Anderson was very upset, including doing so much as to show what a balk looks like to the field umpire, and he got multiple warnings and then eventually got tossed. And that's one way to get the boys going and get the offense going, which, again, might have been part of that move right there from Anderson. You just never know. 3-2. The pitch to Caden Smith here in the top of the seventh. Swing! And the side is retired. That gets the crowd back into it. Hopefully, we'll get the boys back into it as it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Watsonville leads by a score of 3-1 as we head to the home half of the seventh. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service, trusted professionals, and local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%, equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost, no profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions, too. Family-owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Two pitches, two ground ball outs, and all of a sudden there's two gone. Here in the bottom of the seventh, the ground ball toward the third baseman from D'Amico Parker handled it cleanly on the 5-3. And then just now, a broken back ground ball up the first baseline, gobbled up by Wilson, and then a little bit of confusion in the process, but was able to flip it to the pitcher on the bag in time. On the broken back ground ball. Now Caballero to the plate. After two pitches, two outs, he watches one miss up and away for ball one. Mora on deck should anything continue here in the bottom half of the seventh. 3-1, Watsonville leads by a score of 1-0. With two gone now off the first base out of the rubber, huge cut and miss to even the count up at one ball and one strike. Right hand hitter with the socks up high. Now this one on the outside corner right at the knees for a called strike two. Here's the 1-2 pitch with two outs. Waved at a little excuse me swing, chases it down in the dirt, and just like that, the side is retired as we head to the eighth inning. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions, too. Family-owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit ReddingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Top of the eighth inning. Facing off against the new pitcher, Jason Yeager, is Noah Pang, Ty Crawford, and then Anthony Rael. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. Here in a 3-1 ball game, if you're just joining us, again, it's the top of the eighth inning. 1-0 here on KZNR. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here. Game two of a weekend series. Watsonville Aggies in town. Yeager just misses outside for ball two. To the right end hitting Noah Pang, who's grounded out, struck out looking, and singled tonight. He's 1-for-3. Wide open stance with the Red Sox up high for the Aggie. The 2-0, this is upstairs for ball three. The first outing of the year for Yeager. Working from the first base side of the rubber. The righty comes set, kicks and deals out of the stretch. And misses wide for ball four. A four-pitch walk issued. Now it will be Ty Crawford to the plate, who's single to reach on the fielder's choice and struck out swinging. Moore will hold on the runner at first. That's Pang. He has some speed over there. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. quickly in an 0-2 hole is Ty Crawford. With the run on first, 45 is a double play depth. Wave that ball in the dirt. Catcher will not have to clear and tag the runner. With the runner on first, so swinging strikeout. The first K collected by Jason Yeager. And for reliever Jacob Lindell, who pitched the previous two innings, four strikeouts, no walks, two innings, three hits. As this pitch misses low and away, smothered by Chavez. Now we'll step out of the box to right in hitting Anthony Rael. Now the 1-0. This is wide again. Almost drew a back pick. But holding onto the baseball was Chavez. Checking the runner at first. From the first base side out of the stretch with Moore holding the runner on the 2-0. Another look back to first, but no back pick. No throw down from Chavez, and that's ball three. Three balls and no strikes with one out. Here in a 3-1 ball game, top of the eighth inning. The Colt 45 with minimal chances left. They have six outs to work with. They need to shut down the Aggies here. The 3-0 foul back to the screen. Need a ground ball and turn the double play. At the very least, just get out of the jam one way or another. Three balls, one strike, one out. There's the 3-1 delivery from the righty. Swung on and missed for strike two. Jason Yeager in his first appearance of the year. The count is now full at three balls and two strikes. Moore holding on the runner at first still. That's Noah Pang. Yeager comes set first base side of the rubber. Kicks, deals the payoff. This is way up and in for ball four. And two walks issued. We'll put runners at first and second. And Anthony Rael will get a courtesy runner as well. It's going to be number 24. And if I can look it on my roster quick enough, find it somewhere on there. Take that back. Rael is number 24. I was thinking it's going to get a courtesy runner for number 24. My apologies. But instead, we're going to get a pinch hitter on deck circle, I believe. Could be wrong about that. It's a little bit of a confused look from everyone out there on the right side of the field between the Aggies and the home plate umpire. Runners at first and second. Infield playing behind him. First pitch misses way up and away. Snared by the catcher, Chavez. Ball one. Runners at first and second. Rael at first. And then Pang at second. Now Winchester is going to go out to the mound and chat things up with his pitcher. Just chat it over. Get him to settle down a little bit. Some command issues here early on. Hand on the shoulder and some hand motions as he's talking to him. And the catcher. It's just the pitcher and the catcher out there with Eric Winchester, the Simpson University alum. And also a former Colt 45 2 years ago where he tossed a no-hitter at one point. So he does, in fact, know what he's talking about. He also owns a strikeout record and, I believe, innings pitched record at Simpson University. Now the mound visit concludes. So he makes his way back to the dugout. In his second year coaching here with the Colt 45s as well. So a player, now a coach for 2 years. Now one ball and no strikes again with one out. Runners at first and second as they take their leads. The infield playing behind them. The 1-0 misses up and away, showing bunt pulling it back was Miramontes. That's ball two. Two balls and no strikes with one out.
And now that pitch taken for a strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Jaeger, showing bunt, pulling it back is Miramontes, and calls strike two on the outside corner. Here's the 2-2. Swing! Tenth base got him to chase it up and away. Now two gone. Three rallied back in the count. What a job there by Jaeger. It's Robert Williams to the plate, the 9-hitter. 0 for 3 on the night with a strikeout swinging and a couple of flyouts to center and then to right. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Chavez. 0-1 count on the left fielder for the Aggies. Infield shifted to pull on the righty. Foul back toward the parking lot. Might have turned around and been near one of mine. Been near my car, rather. No balls and two strikes. Here in the top of the eighth inning. 3-1, Watsonville leads the 0-2. There's a little flare foul out of play. Right toward the batting cages over there on the right side. The count holds it. No balls and two strikes. With two outs. So runners take their lead. The infield shifted to pull on the right-hand hitter. Moore is about 10 feet off the bag over there at first. The 0-2 from Jaeger in the dirt, bounced in there and blocked by Chavez. Absolutely sensational job by the backstop. Thing bounced about a foot and a half or so in front of the plate. And this one just misses. That will fill the count up at 3-2. Now the 2-2. As Jaeger comes set from the first base side, kicks, deals. Check swing, didn't go around, and now the count fills. 3-2, runners on first and second. Coming set is Jaeger. Kicks, deals, the runners will break. Winged at, swung on and missed. Threw a changeup by him. And the side is retired as Jaeger K's the side as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Watsonville threatens, but they fail to score. They leave two aboard here after 7.5 complete. Watsonville leads by a score of 3-1. Redding just reminded us to stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Bottom of the eighth inning. The leadoff batter here, Andrew Mora, takes a first pitch low and away for ball one. You're tuned into KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. So 1-0 is chopped toward the third baseman. Gloves throws to first, the stretch in time. What a play by Noah Pang. Charging, throwing off balance, got through the baseball. They made a strong throw to first in time for the 5-3. And I'll tell you what, lack of errors and lack of walks and hit by pitches, Watsonville is a whole different ball club. They've been fantastic tonight on both ends of the baseball. First pitch here called strike one to Preston Conklin. 0 for 3 tonight. The game continues in this manner. Tomorrow will be the rubber match of the series. Going for the series win will be both teams creating the rubber match. This one's fouled off way out of play for strike two to Preston Conklin, the shortstop. No balls and two strikes. From the first base side, the 0-2 misses up and away. From Joseph Tapia, still out there. This one's grounded foul down the third base side. One ball and two strikes. On the right hand hitting, Preston Conklin. 0 for 3, as I said. And last night, here's the 1-2 from Tapia. The line shot towards center, giving chase as the center fielder. Leopava tracks it down, playable for him, and he will squeeze it for out number two. Conklin last night went 3 for 5. Correction. Yeah, 3 for 5 with a stolen base. Now we'll, Patrick Bowen Jr. will step up to the plate. The designated hitter tonight, he's 1 for 2 with a hit by pitch. The first pitch to him, this is upstairs for ball one. Now the 1-0, right through the heart. Called strike two. For all you A's fans out there, just checking the score of this ball game as an Oakland A's fan, diehard myself. 6-4, they beat the Yankees, and they will have the rubber match tomorrow. A 1-1, right at the knees, a called strike two, and Eric Winchester, one of a couple of Yankee fans I know, will be disappointed to hear the news, but I can't wait to break it to him after the game. Got to talk with him pregame just a bit on the team and Watsonville as well. Check swing and ring him up. Strike three called. Goes around on it. And it doesn't matter regardless. It was in the zone, so the punch out there and the side is retired. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3. They'll have one last chance in the ninth as we head to the top of the ninth inning with the Aggies coming up to face off against the Colt 45s. 3-1 here at Tagger Field in Redding, California. When you need help fast from Redding Heating and Air, they deliver with 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding and the surrounding areas. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions, too. Family-owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Top hitter at Tiger Field. First pitch misses low to the leadoff batter, A.J. Lehapava. For ball one. Lehapava, Kawada, and Wilson do up to get some more runs of insurance for the Watsonville Aggies as we are here in the final frame. Line shot foul toward the Colt 45 pin to even the count up at one ball and one strike. Coming set is Jaeger in his second full inning of work. Kicks and deals the 1-1 to the left-hand hitting. Lehapava bounces it in there for ball two. Just right off the plate. Two balls and one strike with nobody out. Here in a 3-1 ball game that Watsonville leads. The 2-1 pitch. On the inside corner, right at the knees, to even the count up at two balls and two strikes. Cam Wright, the home plate umpire, had me fooled, thought that was going to be a ball. Two and two, Jaeger comes set, glove up near his chest, kicks, deals the 2-2. It's a line shot ground ball, gloved by the shortstop, Conklin gliding to his left, throws to first in time for the 6-3 put out. The line shot ground ball right to the left of the shortstop, and that is out number one. That'll bring up Charlie Kawada to the plate. Right-hand hitter. He's walked, singled, and popped out tonight with a couple of stolen bases as well. He's come around to score twice. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Here's the pitch. This is up and away for ball one. Now the 1-0. Right at the knees on the outside corner. That'll even the count at one ball and one strike. With one out. Everyone playing straight up with the center fielder, Chiarito, shaded a little bit toward the left center gap. Due up in the bottom of the ninth will be Carol Zanizer. Take it back. Carol Chavez and Zanizer. There's a 2-1 count now on Kawada. Right in hitter. 3-1 ball game, top of the ninth here at Tiger Field. The 2-1. Breaking ball fluttered in there on the inside corner. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 2-2 with one out from Yeager. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Him up, strike three called. Kawada, you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks, I'm just looking. That is out number 2. And that will bring up Amani Wilson, who has struck out 3 times and had that sacrifice fly back in the first. That scored the first run of the ball game. A.J. Lehapava coming in to score. A little bit of a cross breeze blowing out there in center field now with the American flag moving left to right field. This one's bounced all the way back to the screen for ball 1 to Amani Wilson. The first baseman has had a couple of nice plays over there tonight. There's the 1-0 from Yeager out of the stretch working from that first base side. A little bit of a breaking ball misses low. Just the off speed. For ball 2. 2-0. Yeager kicks, deals. Chavez sets up away. It's a ground ball toward Mora and through the right side for a base hit. Playing it back is the right fielder. Not Ayers, I believe it's Parker out there in right. Yeah, Parker out there patrolling right field. He moved from right to left back in the 7th. When Zanizer came into the ballgame. So D'Amico Parker played back to base hit. As Kawada with the base hit will bring up Caden Smith. So Amani Wilson avoids the golden sombrero of 4 strikeouts. Now Caden Smith, who's singled, struck out twice, and been hit by a pitch tonight, fouls this one back toward the screen for strike 1. Under clear skies overhead as darkness has, of course, fully fallen here. Coming up close to the 3-hour mark of this ball game here in the top of the 9th inning. 3-1. We had a crowd of about 250 in here, maybe more. Here's the 0-1. Line shot foul out of play. On top of the cages way out there. I believe it went off of a car, actually. Just pushed foul. No balls and 2 strikes here in the top of the 9th inning. 3-1. The Colt 45's down. Might be the first loss of the year. Here's the 0-2 delivery to the right hand hitting Caden Smith. From Jason Yeager. The 0-2. Misses in for ball 1. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Again, the Colt 45s have the bottom of the order due up in Carol Chavez and Zanizer. Definitely part of the lineup that can get the job done. They need some runs, as I said. And on the inside corner, ring him up, strike 3 called. Breaking ball floats in there, and the Colt 45s will look to win it in the bottom half when we return after this short break here on KCNR. Chess Redding tonight's game sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. They deliver a 24/7 emergency service. Redding Heating and Air, fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
City, 3-1, Watsonville leads here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Mark Anthony Carroll, Arthur Chavez, and Tyler Zanizer, are due up to face off against these Watsonville Aggies. And it's up to them to keep this ball game going or win it here in the bottom half. They need 2 to tie, 3 to win on the walk-off, if at all possible, but they've gone in order the last time through the order, as a total of 11 straight have been retired by Watsonville Aggie pitching. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand hitting. Mark Anthony Carroll fouls it back out of play toward the parking lot for strike one. 8 runners have been stranded aboard for the Colt 45s tonight. They only have a total of 3 hits as well. Here's the 0-1 delivery to Mark Anthony Carroll. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Crawford gloves, charges, throws off balance toward first in time for the out. 6-3 put out. Now the Colt 45s down to their final 2 outs. Arthur Chavez to the plate. And I take that back. It will be a pinch hitter for the Colt 45s. Tyler Jones to the plate to try and get things going. Tyler Jones with a chance to do some damage here. Tyler Jones last night went 1-for-5 in the start. It's the first pitch to him with a wide open stance. Cut on and miss for strike one. No balls and 1 strike. 2 the pinch hitter. As this one's fouled off toward the on deck circle, where Zanizer almost made the barehanded play in and out of the hand, warming up in the on deck circle. Here's the 0-2. There's a line shot, sinking line drive, and it's down for a base hit as Jones keeps the team alive. That will bring up Tyler Zanizer, who will saunter to the plate. That's the 4th hit of the night for the Colt 45s. With 1 out. Yep. Still have a little bit of hope left. 2 outs to work with. Run on first, but the Aggies are a double play away from walking away with this ball game. And last night the game ended on a double play. The Colt 45s would hate to see that here and be on the other side of the coin. First pitch to Zanizer, misses low and away for ball one. Zanizer with a wide stance, slightly open. Right-hand batter. There's a 1-0. Catcher sets up away. This one's popped up on the infield, drifting back toward the netting. The catcher, Rael, overruns it, and it will land in foul territory. And Zanizer staying alive by the skin of his teeth. The third baseman, Noah Pang, also calling for it. And in the confusion, it dropped as it was spinning backward and over the head of the catcher, Anthony Rael. One ball and one strike to Tyler Zanheiser, the left fielder. Catcher sets up away. Here's a 1-1. This is just a bit low. Two balls and one strike. With one out, Zanheiser, the Palisadro native, standing in. The 2-1 delivery from the righty Tapia. Misses wide for ball three. Three balls and one strike. On deck is the top of the order, D'Amico Parker. Should the line continue to move? Wilson, Amani Wilson over there at first, holding on the runner. That's Tyler Jones. Here's the 3-1. Fouled up and out of play. Back into the parking lot. Count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With one out, the Aggies looking for two on the infield. They have the middle infielders, Crawford and Miramontes, shaded up the middle. Here's the payoff with one out. Runner doesn't go, misses high, and Zanheiser works the walk. And all of a sudden, there's a lot of life for the Colt 45s. And D'Amico Parker, who probably has the best exit velocity on the team, to the plate. Now, Ken Nakagawa is going to saunter out to the mound. Chat things up with his whole infield. Runners at first and second. Again, the winning run now at home. The tying run at first base. They're going to chat things up, see what they want to do here. Looks like it might just be Joseph Tapia's game to finish. Regardless, they have no activity out there in the bullpen. With one out, top of the order in D'Amico Parker, who is lined out, walked, been hit by a pitch, and grounded out to third tonight. Some hats all around for Joseph Tapia and a couple fist bumps. Now the meeting on the mound broken up as everyone makes their way back to their respective spaces and places. D'Amico Parker, the left fielder, who shifted on over to right back in the seventh when Zanheiser entered the ballgame. Zanheiser at first. So far, it's been a ground out from Carroll and then a single from Tyler Jones. He's now at second base after the walk to Tyler Zanheiser. Runners at first and second with one out. With one out. Look back at second base. Here's the first pitch. Off-speed just misses up and away for ball one to D'Amico Parker. Glove up near the front shoulder for Tapia. Comes set, glove the belt. Checks the lead runner at second. Here's the 1-0 out of the stretch. Inside corner to even up the count at 1-1. Gate, great spot right there. Colt 45s have a arm getting up loose in the pen just in case anything happens and we get extra baseball. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Misses way upstairs for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. D'Amico Parker climbs out of the box, steps back in, waves the bat back and forth. A wide and open stance. Waving the wood around. Now ready as Tapia checks the lead runner at second, kicks and deals the 2-1. The line shot toward left. If it's fair, it's gone, it's right. D'Amico, it's a 3-1 45s. I don't believe it. They were stagnant all night long. The offense comes alive in the bottom half of the ninth inning. It's bedlam here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. What a way for the second game of the season and the middle game of the weekend series as D'Amico Parker does a cartwheel and a backflip. Oh my goodness. Holy Toledo. What a way to end the ball game on a walk-off win for the Colt 45s, and they stay undefeated by the skin of their teeth. It's a 3-run shot, a line shot over the wall. Touch them all, D'Amico Parker. 4-3, the final score here Oh my goodness. Talk about waiting till the final second to walk away with the W for the Colt 45s. We'll be back in about a minute or so with the totals right after this message from tonight's sponsor, Redding Heating and Air.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air, comfort you can count on.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Well, it was D'Amico Parker that ended things on the three-run shot. Your totals tonight here for the Redding Colt 45s, 4 runs on 5 hits, 0 errors, they left 8 for the Watsonville Aggies, 3 runs on 8 hits, 0 errors, they left 10. What a ball game we had tonight. The Colt 45s will look for the sweep tomorrow. The final time of the game was 3 hours and 1 minute. Total attendance right around 250 people yet again. The win goes to Jason Yeager, his first of the year. Second goes to Joseph, or the loss rather goes to Joseph Tapia. No save situation. The Colt 45s improved to 2-0 on the year. Watsonville falls to 0-2. They will look to avoid the sweep tomorrow. 7:15 first pitch will be on the air at 7:05 to bring you the third game of this weekend series. And then we'll be back out here next weekend when the Alameda Anchors come to town. And so far through 2 games this season, it's been a couple of sensational games. 4-3 tonight, 13-4 last night. Colt 45s remain undefeated on the year. Special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR Shasta Redding Radio. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45, saying thanks for listening. And of course, to Alex Parker and David Wiley back in the studio. And David Wiley even taking a little field trip down here to tweak some of our sound in game. We appreciate your guys' efforts doing all the music and everything else back in the studio, engineering things for us. This is Jacob Green with the Redding Colt 45s here at Tiger Field saying thanks for listening and please drive safely. Again, the final score from Tiger Field tonight here in Redding, California is the Watsonville Aggies 3, and on the walk-off 3-run shot by D'Amico Parker, the Colt 45s 4.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If any other profession engaged in professional misconduct that the media did around the cover-up of Joe Biden's cognitive decline, they'd be drummed out of the profession, or they'd be in prison, and they'd be asked to have some accountability. Not read a single word in the New York Times or the Washington Post or heard it on any of the networks about reconstructing how this possibly could have happened. How could it possibly have happened? And what's got me all worked up is Jill Biden does an interview to promote her book with Rita Braver, and the position she takes in the interview is that the night of the debate, she saw a behavior behavior on the part of her husband that she had never seen before and has never seen since, and therefore she thought he was having a stroke. Now, leave aside that after the debate, she's claimed he won the debate and he did such a good job. That's just been, I don't have any problem with that. But I don't understand how Rita Braver could sit there and not say what I would say if I were interviewing Joe Biden. And she said, I'd say, do you not have C-SPAN? Do you not recall all the times your husband trailed off in public events? Did you not get called by any donors who said they're really concerned that your husband has, I like to say, lost a step or two? And I'll be curious to see what the coverage is like of this Jill Biden interview, because I suspect that most people in the media will cover it as, oh my goodness, Jill Biden thought her husband was having a stroke. When what they should say is, how could anyone accept that as an answer? She never saw that before.
So a couple of things, Mark Halperin. The only thing he didn't take into account is now the media has woken up to the point of view that I was at, and I assume he was at too, that we knew he was failing. We couldn't believe that he got away with it. It was all because of COVID or people just wanting to say he was the most acceptable candidate when James Clyburn anointed him. But the problem with Jill Biden is she's going to get blowback from everywhere. And I would have a montage rolling back all the times her husband was catatonic, just staring straight ahead, and make her comment on that.
Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Everybody calls the State Alliance!
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Shasta College is having a special surplus donation event for schools and nonprofits. Join us June 4th through the 6th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the main campus in Reading, buildings 100 and 2950. Browse a wide selection of available surplus items and take advantage of this opportunity to support your organization at no cost. Please note, participants must bring their own help for loading and transportation. Items cannot be held or moved by staff. For details, contact the bond office at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Sugano's 1-1. And Tommy, dead center field. Did he get enough? You bet he did. Eighth pitch to Rumfield. Strike three. 1-1 to Hunter Goodman. To center field, Paez has no problem. Two out. In the air to right. Here comes Cole. Six no-hit innings for Shohei Ohtani.
So, Ohtani, another big night. Six innings, no hits. And then he hits a homer, and the Dodgers continue to be in first place. So some things don't really change. How impressive. I just think we're getting used to one of the most phenomenal things you see in all sports. Almost like we were amazed when Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders played two sports at the same time. This guy's really playing two positions within. We haven't seen this since Babe Ruth in baseball, I don't think. But my next guest would know. John Smoltz joins us, Hall of Fame pitcher, Fox Baseball's lead analyst, and a heck of a golfer. We'll talk about that because he's here talking about the 2026 American Century Championships. John, do you continue to be amazed at Ohtani?
Oh, I've been trumpeting his greatness for a long time. Matter of fact, I've taken some criticism, and I don't understand why, but that's the way the world is, telling the world that he's even a better pitcher than a hitter. And this was before anybody could really see what he's doing right now. His arm and his athleticism and his freakish athlete is coming to full center and for everybody to see. They don't understand. The world doesn't understand. Baseball doesn't understand how you can do two roles and not have suffering of one of the two roles, right? He's going to have a regression of hitting because he's obsessed now with winning a Cy Young, which I don't blame him. What else can he do? Check that off the list. His arm, for me, was always the greatest attribute, but he's been banged up, and he hasn't really been on full display until now, and people are seeing what I saw a long time ago when he first delivered a pitch. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I played with Deion Sanders. I thought that was the greatest thing I've ever seen. And it doesn't take it's not much of a back seat to what he's doing. But in baseball terms, this is phenomenal. And now we're getting a chance to see why his athleticism is on full display now that he's healthy with his arm, healthy at the plate. He's going to win another MVP, mainly because he's probably going to win a Cy Young.
You know, every time you saw a Babe Ruth story growing up, they would always say, well, the Yankees want him to focus on just one thing, and his hitting took off. Why is that not the case with Ohtani, do you think? Is he just that much of a freak in a good way?
I think Ohtani does whatever he wants to do and what he sets his mind to. The reason he was able to come to the big leagues with the Anaheim Angels is I'm pretty sure they secured his wishes. Now, at some point, all the experts said something's going to give. They're going to make him a one-way, eventually, player. And when you think about his beginning, it was awful. He couldn't hit in the spring training. He was struggling on the mound. And then once he was cleared to do the thing that made him special, you're seeing the attributes. When his arm was taken from him last year, you saw what he could do at the plate. hit 50 home runs, stole 50 bases. The sky's the limit for this guy. And I thought the shelf life would be 3 to 4 years of playing elite level both positions, and we're going to see how long that lasts. So he does what he wants to do, and he, the Dodgers are benefiting it from it. And why not? You know, he's a generational player. They've already made all their money back on him. It's the greatest contract when you think about what his value is. You couldn't quantify that in the beginning going, are you really that much? But it's backloaded. It's the perfect case scenario for a guy who wants to be the greatest player of all time, who wrote it down when he was a kid in Japan, who's basically lived it out. If he decides that he wanted to steal 85 bases 1 year, he could do it. So it's that great of an accomplishment.
Yeah, we just don't hear him talk because of the language barrier, or else he'd be just the biggest personality that you can imagine. The other big personality is Aaron Judge, in the game, bigger than life. You mentioned him. People know who he is, almost as big as Jeter was during his time. Do you think that Judge is going down, is going to be as big as Jeter in the next five, if he wraps it up in 5 to 7 years?
I do. And that would be something I could never think that you would ever utter out of your mouth, because New York is not for everybody. New York doesn't usually keep its star player as long as they did for Derek Jeter, different time frame, and they've definitely kept their star player, and he is exceeding every expectation. He's another freak, you know. He's a taller outfielder that we don't see very often in the game have success like he has offensively, defensively. He can run. He's a great athlete, and he's carrying that franchise much to the way that Derek Jeter became beloved and became Mr. Clutch. Now, he's going to have to get to that next level that Jeter got to in the postseason, and you give him enough opportunities, he will. It's an unfair kind of example or sample size because that pressure at that end of the year is so great.
Right. And John, you know it because you perform under pressure. You even came out of the bullpen as a stopper and then went back to starter. But we watched Judge, and no one's more likable than Aaron Judge. But we saw what he did in the baseball the tournament? Did you guys the
World National Baseball Classic?
Baseball Classic, and we saw him again struggle at the plate. And we had a decent postseason last year, but in prior years he hasn't. Does something change about him, or do they pitch him differently in the postseason?
Well, they definitely pitch him differently, and the pressure mounts when you got the guy that has had the years he's had. This is the one unfair thing about baseball. You have a monster year, you hit 62 home runs, and everyone expects you're going to hit 10 in the postseason. You don't get to face the same pitchers, right? Baseball and a 162 schedule is totally different when it gets to the postseason. You don't use your fourth and fifth starter, you're facing studs. Everything gets magnified. The guy that can slow it down and actually play the game slower in the postseason will have success. That's why Derek Jeter had success. That's why Tom Brady has success, because of their ability to slow it down. And so he will learn that, and he will accept the role of, they're not going to pitch to me until certain guys behind me do their job as a team. So that's how I would pitch him. I would never give him anything to hit unless the bases were loaded and I had to pitch to him. And that's the frustration of a great player and who's had tremendous year like he has.
How do you feel about this, way you can call that, you can have instant replay on strikes?
How's I think the ABS system has a fine, it's threaded the needle in a perfect way. Now, with that comes side effects that they're going to have to watch. And the side effects are walk rate is at an all-time high, swing rate for hitters is at an all-time low. So those things go hand in hand when you have a strike zone challenge for two times, which you still got to get it right. It's not like you're doing it every pitch. Right. I love it the way it is. It's got to stay like that. Don't expand it. Don't utilize it for more pitches. And the league's going to have to see what the curve is for adjustment. If this is going in the wrong direction, they'll make necessary adjustments.
The 2026 American Century Championships, the 37th annual event of celebrity golf. You're going to be involved and expect to do well. I also understand you're in the final stages of qualifying for the U.S. Senior Open. How much does this tournament mean to you?
Well, this tournament's everything. This tournament is an elite invitation. It's hard to get, and I take it for what it is. I don't take it for granted. It is a perfect time, perfect place. American Century does so much good with you know, what they spend their dividends. They don't spend their profits. They're literally trying to solve a lot of issues and do a lot of great for a lot of great causes and cancer research and the likes. And I'm telling you, If you've never been, you got to go see this event. It's a one-in-a-lifetime experience because it's so unique with the array of celebrities, all walks of life, right there together. And, of course, I want to win. Mm-hmm. I've come close four times. I need to win. That's my competitive drive.
So the USGA competition is set for next week, June 3rd, at the Bears Club in Jupiter, Florida. And the Senior Open is scheduled for July 2nd to 5th. Hopefully you'll be in that. John, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck out there.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Brian.
You got it. When we come back, Randy Levine joins us, talks about the new standard when it comes to college sports. New rules are out there. It's up to Congress to approve it. We'll find out what Randy helped construct. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside. And Phil, download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Let's be honest, the math just isn't mathing between the grocery store and those skyrocketing insurance premiums. Even with a steady job, more families are being forced to rely on high-interest credit cards to cover expenses. If you're a homeowner carrying balances with interest rates in the 20s or even 30s, it's time to get some relief. Right now, mortgage rates are at a 3-year low, and American Financing is helping homeowners pay off that high-interest debt by using their home's equity. Their salary-based mortgage consultants build exit strategies from debt. They're saving their customers an average of $800 a month. Plus, if you start today, you may even delay the next two mortgage payments. There are no upfront fees or obligations to find out how much you can save. America's home for home loans is American Financing. American Financing, 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. Or AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
Something's got to be done, right? Because the system needs it fixed. The courts have said that the way the NCAA has operated for years is against the law. And so our lawmakers are finally doing something. A couple good things about it. First of all, it's bipartisan. Second, it's in the upper chamber. Third, they're going to put some rules around transfers and a salary cap and how old kids can be. I mean, college kids should be playing basketball between the ages of 18 and 24. Not in their upper 20s. We got kids that are coming out of the NBA, coming over from Europe that have been pros for years, and it's costing our high school kids scholarship opportunities. So I think this is a very good step.
So that's it. That is Bruce Pearl, a former and longtime coach of the Auburn University basketball team, very successful, now speaking out about what he finds out is the rundown of a new piece of legislation that will help bring some reform to college sports and much needed reform while still allowing payment. But you have to have some type of salary cap and some type of rules. A guy that knows that and was chaired with making it possible and coming up with rules and regulations that work to move the game forward is the chairman of the Presidential Committee on College Sports, also president of the New York Yankees when he has time, Randy Levine. Randy, I know how much this meant to you to do this. You tackled this. What was your approach to doing it? First, listen to all angles and then come up with a piece of legislation that both Democrats and Republicans can get behind?
Well, I give all the credit in the world to Senators Cruz, Cantwell, Schmidt, Coons, and a bunch of others who have been part of this. As you know, Brian, everyone went to the president. They said this problem was killing college sports. Schools were hemorrhaging money. Schools, you know, were cutting Olympic and women's sports. And so we put the president's roundtable together. We came up with a lot of solutions. We worked with the senators. And all I can say is now is the time we're going to see if all of these universities, all of these conferences, the NCAA, whether they really want to solve the problem or not. Because this bill, it's not perfect, but it has 80% of what everybody in our committee and throughout has asked for. It deals with eligibility. It deals with transfer. It deals with providing student athletes health, scholarship protection, and rights. Today, the system is so clogged up, they can't even get the NIL payments that they're entitled to. It stops the cheating that's going on. So we're going to now see the president has done what he was asked to do. The Senate, bipartisan, has done what they've said that they're going to do. And now we're going to see if these universities are really serious about trying to solve the problem, or was it just a sham?
Yeah, that's where we are right now. Asked government for help, right? They knew it. So
that's right.
When the NCAA gets overruled time and time again and it becomes everyone gets paid, the big schools were paying their players in the sports like basketball, the revenue producing, and football. So you guys listened, you talked to the former coaches, former players, and then you figure, how do I do this? Some things that you brought up in an overview. You got to be you can't play college sports past the age of 24 without exception, correct? Number one, you got to start at 18, 19. You get one transfer. Correct. If you're going to transfer again, you're going to have to sit out a year unless the coach leaves. So these are some basic things.
Well, go
ahead.
There's exception for a religious mission, military service, things that are justifiable.
Understood. When it comes to NIL, so Dick's Sporting Goods wants to give Randy Levine $1 million. How does Dick's Sporting Goods go approach that? There's going to be a method and practices to do that, and there's going to be a cap on how much they can get?
No. If Dick's Sporting Goods came to Randy Levine, honest, third-party, transaction, that's fine. The student, can do that, and whatever Dick's Sporting Goods wants to pay him, that's fine. That's not what was happening. What was happening is there was a cap, and schools would, in the past, sell their rights to a third party, and that third party would pay them, and they'd use part of it in order to subsidize women's Olympic non-revenue sports. That, to get around the cap, what they've done now is they form what's called collectives. So these collectives are now receiving the money that would have gone directly to the third party. And let's say, I'm just making it up, University X in the old days would get $100 million from a third party. Now they sell their rights to the collective for $100 million, but the collective says to the third party they sell it to, you don't really need to give us 100, give us 80, and just give 20 to the students. And that's a backdoor way to avoid the 20.5 cap that's in the House settlement. And that's why schools, certain schools are, you know, have payrolls of 40, 50 million, which most people, even in the SEC and Big Ten,
right,
can't compete with. And that's what's causing universities to cut Olympic sports, cut women's sports, because they just can't sustain it, you know, adding student fees. This solves that problem.
Yeah, I mean, the Olympic sports are a real issue, because there's no revenue. You go to a field hockey game, it's their parents. Soccer, when I played, my parents, friends and family, and saw a handful of students. So what's going to happen to those sports? Can you, in layman's terms, give us an idea of why should people feel better in this system that those sports have a future, like wrestling, for example?
Because under this system, the money under the bill, and under what we're, you know, the Senate's trying to accomplish, the money that's needed to subsidize that sport will not go into subsidizing backup quarterbacks or fourth guards in basketball, mostly football, and there will be enough revenue like there was in the past to subsidize those sports. And remember, these are college athletes. We have on our committee a lot of college student athletes, and they want to be college student athletes. They want to feel part of a team. They don't like when the team changes every single year. They don't like when the coach changes every single year. They're student athletes, and whether they're playing field hockey, soccer, or Division I football, almost everyone, I've talked to 1,000 student athletes. Nobody wants to be in a union. Nobody wants to be an employee. They want to be student athletes. And, you know, that's a good issue here that people are going to have to compromise. You know, in the House, they had the SCORE Act where they were insisting on student athletes not being employees. There are certain people who think that, you know, there should be collective bargaining. These people are going to be in the union. That's not achievable in a piece of legislation. So this legislation basically calls them student athletes and leaves that question open for people to decide later on. So that's why I said we're either going to stand on ceremony and pretend that we're going to fix the problem, or we use this bill, which is bipartisan. And, you know, Brian, in Washington, it's tough to do anything bipartisan, as a model to solve the problem. And the fix is 80% of the fixes in this bill are what all the universities, the student athletes, talked about. You know, there's going to be complaints from agents because guess what? Now they're going to have to be certified and registered.
Good.
Like they are in professional sports, and they won't be able to charge 20%. They'll be able to charge 5% like professional sports do. So there's a lot of people here who are going to be affected in a negative way, but the system today is not sustainable. And this will make it sustainable.
This is going to be great. So we're going to get a vote on this and get this into play right away and empower the NCAA to enforce again rather than get sued on everything they make. Randy, you did your job. Once again, the president asked you for help and you stepped up for him. I know he appreciates it.
Well, I would just say, Brian, you know, and for everyone, your viewers, the NCAA, which caused this problem, we haven't even heard from them yet.
Wow. So, Randy, we'll have to leave it there because I'm out of time. But thanks so much, Randy. We heard from you. We appreciate it.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.